We have announced today we're going to give this time for our young people to share what they have learned from the Youth Weekend Conference.
我们已经报告了，我们这段时间是专门为着青少年他们来分享他们从特会中所得着的。
If you do not know, the theme of the conference was Jesus Christ, our treasure.
那这个特会的主题呢，是耶稣基督，我们的宝贝。
And the theme verse is found in Luke chapter 12, verse 34.
那这个特会的经文是在路加福音12章34节，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。I
didn't read it yet, but okay, I'll read it now. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
Colin is so anxious because the Lord is his treasure that he wanted to read it.
相信大家都很宝贵这段的经文。Okay.
I want to start actually by singing a song that was sung at the youth conference, and the young people would like to sing it, and it would be a good song for all of us to learn. I believe it might be new to many of us.
那开始的时候，青少年们他们要唱一首在特会中的诗歌，可能对于我们有些人来说是一首新的诗歌，但我们一同来唱。And
it is the goodness of God.
那这首诗歌名字是神的美善。Do
we have the lyrics? Okay, who knows this chorus?
有谁知道这首诗歌?
Okay, so really only a few. So all the young people know it, some of the adults. Let's try to learn it together.
那我们一同，可能没有太多人，特别是大人们知道，我们一同来学。Where's
Philip? Is Philip playing the piano? All right. Maybe you could play it through once and we can sing it.
我们弹一遍钢琴，然后我们一同来唱。
He is so good.
实在我们的主他是美善。
And we should sing of the goodness of God.
我们也当一同来赞美歌唱神的美善。
With every breath that we have.
我们每一口气息。
So let's give this time to the young people.
我们把这段时间交给我们的青少年们。
Again, please don't wait. You feel prompted to come up.
请不要等待，如果圣灵催促你的话。
大家好，我是易佳，我非常有幸能够参加本年一度的 YWC 聚会。
Hello everyone, my name is EJ, and I'm very glad that I am able to attend this YWC conference.
很多时候在我们生活中，本来的话主应该是我们本年的 YWC 的主题是主为我们的保障，那么在很多时候中，你居然主是我们保障的，是不是就代表我们花的时间在他身上很多，我们对他很多责任，以及我们那个。
So we know that the theme of the conference is that Christ is our treasure, but sometimes, even though we may say that Christ is our treasure, do we really spend that much time and really treat him as our treasure?
但经常是事实与人相反，我们每天没有很多的时间花在主身上，甚至有很多时候我坐在礼拜天，我坐在教会的礼上，我虽然住在那里，但我的思路早已飞向远方，让人对我的
心声对呀相处。So it's almost like there's a disconnect between our words and our actions. And I think in our daily lives, we don't spend, at least for me, I don't spend much time on the Lord. And even on Sunday, sometimes I sit here and my mind is very far from the Lord.
那么时间都去哪里呢？为什么我们对于这一位保障，我们并没有花费太多真诚的时间在他身上呢？
And so the question may be, so where did all this time go? Why is it that we're not spending our time on this treasure?
还是说我们并没有正确的区分事情与事情之间的重要性和高度，甚至是说我们把我们本身的学习生涯，或者说对于某些成年来说工作生涯，高过了主在我们心中的地位呢？
Or sometimes perhaps we may have a wrong, we may be treating the value of things wrong, where perhaps we've been treating, say, our schooling or our work as higher.
这是一个老生常谈的问题。
This is a very old problem, and I think it's a very common problem.
啊，这件事情的发生是因为我们并没有在生活中真正的注重主。我们很多人，基督大99%的基督徒在被问及你们心目中的第一位是谁的时候，我们都会下意识的条件反射说是基督。但有多少人就真正的把这个概念实行在他们生活当中呢？
And so the question may be that perhaps if someone asks you, maybe 99% of Christians will say that Christ is in fact the most important person to them, but is that really true in your lives?
然而大部分人并没有真正的分割时间给主，这就是我认为一个非常重要的事情。有时候仅仅是三五分钟是时间在每天中祷告或者跟神交谈都是一件非常不错的事情。
And so,
So
I think that sometimes we may not really be giving that time to the Lord, at least in, the way I see it is that sometimes maybe you only give 3 to 5 minutes and we think that that's a really good time in prayer and in reading the Bible.
但是这个时间必须是有质量的，真正的注重在神面前。如果我们来教会，我每周其实只有1小时到2小时，如果我们在做这件事的时候脑海中还想着世俗的各种各样的东西，那么这个时间就等于是浪费了，我们并没有真正的合理利用我们在主面前的禀杯时间。
And so perhaps if you think about every Sunday when we come before the Lord, even at before his table, if we spend the 1 to 2 hours here every Sunday, but even then our mind is not on the things of the Lord, then perhaps that time may have been wasted and lost.
这就是我就结束了。
And so this is what I received from the conference.
、hello guys, my name is Ryan.
大家好，我是 Ryan.
So anyways, so I would like to share about the takeaways that I had from like last week's like YWC.
我要分享一下我在上一周 YWC 中所学到的。
So anyways, at first I did share like about Alexander the Great and all that stuff and his great victories and how Like, and I also shared about like vanities and all that stuff, right?
然后特会中有讲到，像比如说 亚历山大大帝，但是世上的以及世上其他一些虚空的事情。So
where I found all this vanity stuff, like I found it in like the book of Ecclesiastes.
然后我就在传道书里面读到了这些虚空。Like
and I think it really connects with like how like in the book of Ecclesiastes, I think it also talks about like time and all that stuff, and
那在这个书中他也讲到了关于时间,
yeah, and how there's like a time for everything.
那凡事都有定时.
So basically, like there was also another dude that was sharing.
然后也有另外一位他分享到,
like he was sharing about Christopher Columbus actually.
他讲到了这个哥伦布.
Like, and the three G's are like God, gold, and glory, right? And basically, he talks about how this is about how you're not supposed to serve God and Mammon.
然后他也讲到了另外就是你不能既侍奉马门也侍奉神.
So basically, at first when I shared, like I thought I could just share, like so I kind of thought I could have just shared more instead of sharing like Alexander the Great and King Solomon.
然后那也对. 对比讲到, 亚历山大大帝以及这个所罗门王.
So basically the reason why I say this is because I need to process it. Another thing with Christopher Columbus is that he was massacring a lot of natives, and that was pretty bad. Yeah.
然后哥伦布他没有了他不信哦他杀了很多人.
I feel like he was just serving gold more instead of God.
所以他当时他其实与其说他侍奉神他是侍奉金子.
I feel like I feel like the meaning of treasure is where you put your heart on, you know.
所以你所注重的是你就把你的心也放在那里.
So, after this conference, I feel like I was more connected with God and all that stuff.
所以经过这次特会, 我也能够觉得我与神有比之前更深的连接.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello, good morning.
大家好,
I'm Samuel.
我是Samuel.
So, coming into this conference, I was probably unsure and nervous.
那一开始要参加这个特会, 其实我并不是太确定, 也有点紧张。
So I was asked to play piano and also open one of the worship times.
那因为他们叫我能够在特会上能够弹钢琴，也有一个开始的分享.
And I didn't really have anything prepared, so I really didn't know what to do.
那我实在没有准备好，我不知道怎么办.
But thank the Lord, it worked out really well.
但感谢主，他使一切都顺利了.
Before the worship time,
在我们敬拜开始的时候,
a few brothers went to pray for the time.
那我们有一些人聚在一起，同为敬拜的时间来祷告。
And during that time, I was really nervous about what I was going to share. But after the time when we prayed and encouraged each other, I had pretty much no nerves.
那在祷告之前，我还是很紧张。我之后要在这个敬拜开始的这个分享，但是我们一同祷告之后，我的心中的这个紧张就消失了。
I was also asked to lead a discussion group.
那同时呢，他们也叫我带一个讨论的组。
And I also didn't really know what to expect fully on how productive it would be.
我也是不一开始也是不知道这个组会怎么样，大家是否会有这个好的交通。
But it ended up being a really productive and fruitful time where we also got to encourage each other in our walks with the Lord.
但是感谢主，他使这个时间是这样子的有意义，这个时间是这样子的蛮有这个。 成效，我们也求主来彼此的来勉励，来与他同行。
So thank the Lord that during this conference that got to learn a lot about how during our walks of the Lord.
所以感谢主借着这个特会教导我如何与他同行。
It will be difficult searching for that treasure in Christ.
实在要找着这个宝藏，要找着基督有他难处的地方。
But that we can in encouragement to each other during this tough search for this treasure.
但是我们能够彼此鼓励，在这艰难的时候，我们能够一同来寻找这个宝贝。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hi, my name is Phoebe. 大家好，我的名字叫 Phoebe. I just want to share something really quick about more of my experience and what I'm still learning.
我很快的跟大家分享一下我这次特会经历到的学习到的东西。
So when our theme, Christ Our Treasure, was announced, you think a lot about like what is your treasure.
所以当我们知道我们的主题是基督我们的宝藏，我们就开始很自然地想我们的宝藏是什么。
So for me, I was thinking a lot about the things that I was holding on to that I couldn't let go of.
我就想到我自己经历里面我一直抓得很紧不想放弃的东西。
And in the messages we heard, like, whatever makes you tick, those are the things that you treasure, how you use your time, what you're busy with.
所以我们的信息里面讲到任何东西让你会觉得心动，会让你把时间花在上面，都是你的宝藏。
But leading up to the conference, we prayed a lot for the conference and also prayed on my own for the conference.
在特会之前，我们年轻人有经常聚在一起为这个特会祷告，我自己也有私人在时间上面花时间在这上面祷告。
And I think that the Lord has been very patient and kind with me and in dealing with the different treasures of my heart, not only during the conference, but leading up and even after.
我觉得神他对我也很有耐心，慢慢的告诉我自己身上我不应该有的那些宝藏，他慢慢的一点一点的耐心的指点给我。
And I've also been reading this book, and in the book it says, as soon as a believer believes to be satisfied, as soon as a believer begins to be satisfied with the goodness of the Lord, he will be fruitful and will be productive.
所以我最近也在读一本书，就是上面说，只要一个我们的信徒开始对主有了满足，我们就开始会变充实结果子。
And the outcome will be a household. This is the way the church is built. Spiritual life and spiritual work build the church of God.
然后渐渐的从个人就会充满全家，就像是我们教会就是这样建造的，从灵里面个人建造，家里建造，然后教会建造。
And then there's another part in the book. It says God calls us to work together with Him and for Him.
另外一部分书里面说，神呼召我们跟他一起同工，为他做事。
He summons us to work, but He supplies the power.
他叫我们来做事，但是他给我们力量。
And after we have done the work, we are allowed to share in His joy and happiness.
等我们的同工完成了以后，我们可以一起和他分享这个喜悦。
And then in Dana's message, he said, "When you serve Christ in His church, you discover His glory both there and within you."
所以我们的 Dana 弟兄他的信息里面就有讲过，当我们侍奉神跟神同工的时候，我们就会发现神的荣美不仅是在教会，也在自己里面。
So In the beginning of all of this, there was a lot of looking inwards at the things that I liked and the things that I spent my time on.
在这个特会之前，我经常会往就是个人方面自己看自己里面是不是有什么需要改进的东西。
But what I'm learning is that it really is just giving all of that up and being fulfilled by it.The Lord and all of the joy that He brings, just by serving Him.
后来我学到不是这个不是一个需要看自己的事情，而是我们只要把自己献给神，被神充满，被神满足之后，我们就可以享受一切的丰满。
And there's much more fullness in that because you see it in the church, you see it in each other.
因为那个丰满会比你想象的更大，因为不仅仅是你个人的，也是整个教会的。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Sissy.
弟兄姐妹早，我的名字叫 Sissy.
And in this conference, I learned a lot, and a lot of things stuck with me.
我这个特会学了很多，很多东西都一直留在我的脑海里。
One of these things was that you are faced with many decisions in your life between the Lord, spending your time with the Lord, or spending time with your daily lives.
在其中一件就是在我们平常日常生活中，我们会经常面对很多选择，是为了主花时间在主上，还是花时间在我们任何日常需要里面。
And in these times, you should leave this decision with the Lord.
在这种时期，我们需要把这个选择交给主。
And this really, like when I heard this, it really related to me because during this conference, I was faced with the decision of either coming to the conference or going to my Saturday classes that lasted 6 hours.
所以这个就跟我一下就觉我就觉得很就是在形容我，因为我这个特会的时候，我需要选择我是来参加这个特会，还是去我周日的一个补习班，就是6个小时的补习班。
And I was really conflicted because both were really important because one was to help me with my future while another was spending time with the Lord.
所以我当时就很纠结，因为两个其实都是好事，一个是帮我学习可能会对我未来有影响，一个是跟神花时间在一起。
So I left the decision with the Lord, and in the end, I was able to attend both.
我就把这个选择交给主，最后我两个都有做到。
We talked about this in our discussion groups.
我们在我们的小组里面有说过。
And another thing we did in our discussion group was pray to not sleep during the messages because I was having a lot of trouble with that.
另外一件事情在我们的交通小组里面就是我们互相为大家祷告信息的时候不要睡觉，因为我每次信息都特别困。
So when we prayed about this, the message right after it, I didn't sleep.
所以当我们祷告了之后，接下来的那个信息我就一点都没有想睡觉。
So this showed that the Lord helps us remove the junk from our hearts.
这就让我们看到神可以帮我们挪去我们不需要的东西。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Jin.
弟兄姐妹早，我的名字叫 Jin.
So last weekend was the youth weekend conference, and I'd like to share some of what I've learned.
上周特会，我想跟大家分享一下我学到的东西。
So the kings of this world rule by fear.
所以第一点是地上的王是靠他们靠恐惧来统治他们的。
And like outwardly, everything on earth may look good, but on the inside, it's full of sin and hatred.
在表面上面的地上的一切东西可能会看得很美好，但是实际上在深处可能就会充满着罪恶。
So the theme of this conference was Christ our treasure.
这一次的特会是基督我们的宝藏。
So the first thing I learned from Brother Lucio's message was that like there's two main types of treasures, worldly and heavenly.
所以我第一个从 Lucio 弟兄的分享就学到了有两种宝藏，一个是地上的宝藏，一个是天上的宝藏。
So worldly treasures make us void and fill our hearts with emptiness.
地上的宝藏会让我们觉得更加空虚。
All the richest kings on this earth, such as like Alexander the Great and King Solomon, they own treasures beyond imagination.
像在地上的我们知道地上的王像亚历山大或所罗门他们有很多很多的宝藏。
But when they faced death, they knew that they would have none of that.
但当他们面对死亡的时候他们知道任何东西都带不走。
Our King Jesus Christ, he's the opposite.
我们的主耶稣基督他是相反的。
So in Matthew 20 verse 28, it says that for the Son of Man did not come to serve,did not come to be served, but to serve.
在马太福音20章28节，他说，20章28节，正如人子来，不是受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
So God, he values us by how much heavenly treasure is in us. His son is what he values.
所以我们的神，当他看到我们的时候，他就看到我们里面的天属天的宝藏，因为他的儿子就是他的宝藏。
So our relationship with Christ is what determines our value in heaven, and it's what makes us precious to Him.
我们跟基督的关系就是我们天上的宝藏的有多少。
So brothers and sisters, what we do to build our relationship with Him isn't for anyone else. It's for our future in heaven with Him.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，所以我们跟神的关系不是为了任何人，而是为了我们在天上的宝藏。So
when we open our Bibles to read, or we come to church on Sunday, it's for our everlasting life in heaven.
周日来聚会或者是翻开圣经来读的时候，是为了我们存在我们永远的天上的宝藏。So
let's not be fooled by the fake treasures of this earth.
所以我们不要被地上的这些金银财宝而欺骗。They
may look beautiful on the outside like a rose without a stem, but its death is inevitable.
他们可能外表看得很漂亮，就像是一朵玫瑰花，被去了刺的玫瑰花，但是他们很快就会枯萎。
So don't let those take up precious space in our hearts that's meant for our Lord Jesus.
所以不要让这些东西把我们心里当给主耶稣的地位而被占掉。
Matthew 6:24 says that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
所以马太福音第六章二十四节说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马。So
let's not be swayed easily from the world.
所以让我们大家不要轻易的被这世界而引导。
A verse in 2 Corinthians says that, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
所以，零后说，让我们不用，让我们行事为人凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。Yeah,
and also, 1 Peter 3:15. Says that, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason, for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
1 Peter 3:15，彼得前书说，只要心里尊主耶稣为圣，有人问你心中盼望的缘由，要常做预准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。So
let's admit that He's our treasure and our one and only Master.
让我们大家都承认他是我们的宝藏，我们唯一的主。
Hi, good morning, brother and sister. I'm Kelly.
弟兄姐妹们早，我的名字叫Kelly.
What I took from the conference this year was Matthew 6:19-21.
所以我这一次特会所得到的是从马太福音第六章19节到21节。It
says, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break any seal. For where your treasure is, there is your heart will be also.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子吃，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的宝藏在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
That verse connected with me more because it uses the story of a person who devotes their life to obtaining wealth and material belongings as an example to explain its lesson.
马太福音这一段跟我更容易理解，因为他当那里有形容一个人，他就等于说是把自己的宝藏积攒起来，然后最后什么都没有拿到。
Even if they are financially successful, they still feel empty and unsatisfied.
尽管说他们的经济上可能很富有，但是他里面还是觉得空虚。
But as a result of reflection and spiritual development, they come to understand that investing in relationships acts of kindness and spiritual well-being rather than gaining financial wealth is what leads to the ultimate joy.
所以之后他们就学到、其实把我们的时间 和精力花费在、属灵上面的操练会比他们这些属事上面的实际上面的财宝会更让他们更加的喜乐。
They learn to connect their hearts with the lessons of kindness, understanding, and faith, realizing that these are the values that bring enduring joy and fulfillment.
他们学会行善的时候、I'm so sorry, can you read one more time?
They learn to connect their hearts with the lessons of kindness, understanding, and faith, realizing that these are the values that bring enduring joy and fulfillment.
他们学到当他们存心向行善的时候，他们得到的财宝会让他们更加的心里面喜乐开心。
And thank you, Brian. And thank you everyone for listening.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
大家下午好。
My name is Timothy.
我是 Timothy.
And coming into this conference, I had a lot of work.
要来到这次的特会的时候，其实我有很多学习上的东西。
So in school, probably this is my hardest year so far.
那在我的学习上面，这可能是我最难的一年。
I never experienced so much work ever in my life.
我从来没有有这么多的功课。
It's still surprising even today.
就是到今天我也觉得我这功课好多。
So coming into this conference, I was really stressed out and there was so much work, I didn't know what to do but to do it.
所以要来参加这个特会的时候，其实我是很有压力，因为我实在有很多的功课要做。
And unfortunately, that meant sacrificing time with the Lord.
但是感谢主，我把时间能够献给他。
I gave myself the excuse oh, God knows what I'm going through. I can push it off later.
那我也想我先把功课推一推，因为主神他知道他在做什么。
However, in this conference, there was the verse Matthew 6:25-34.
那在马太六章二十六节。
It's a bit of a long passage, but I'll quickly read it. I found it really important. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. What will you eat or what will you drink? Nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
25节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they?
你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
Which one of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these.
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which it today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day of its own trouble.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Thank the Lord for this comforting message.
感谢神，他给我这安慰的信息。
At times it seems so hard to just give the Lord all our troubles.
实在在有时候我们要把我们的烦恼交给主是很难的。
It's so hard at times to deny ourselves.
也是很难的，我们要在那里舍己。
But thank the Lord that he gives us this message.
但是感谢神，他给我们这样的信息。
To seek him first.
让我们能够先求他。
And all these things will be added to you.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
Even Jesus knows.
就是主耶稣他也是这样明白。
He lived on this earth for 33 years.
他在世上活了33年。
He had a way harder life than me.
他其实比我有，他的生活比我更难。
He probably worked 12-hour days.
他可能一天要工作12个小时。
I don't even have a job.
我都还没有开始上班。
So why am I complaining?
所以我为什么抱怨呢？
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Amen.
Hello, my name is Laura.
大家好，我的名字叫 Laura.
One thing that the Lord impressed upon my heart this conference was His love for us.
这个特会有一件事情特别摸着我，就是他对我们的爱。
Each one of us is precious to Him.
我们每一个都是他非常宝贵的。
Psalms 139:17 says,How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
139:17. Okay. 139:17. 神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，你仍人和你同在。
The Lord is always thinking of us, and He knows each of our hearts.
我们的主一直都与我们同在，而且他心里一直在想着我们。
He has loved each of us with an everlasting love, and has drawn us to Himself with loving kindness.
他对于我们每一个人都有他那永远的爱，也把我们一个一个吸引到他面前。
He loves us so much that despite all of our imperfections,God chose to store His treasure, Christ Jesus, in our own hearts.
他爱我们到尽管知道我们每个人都不是完美的，他还是选择把他自己的宝藏存在我们里面。
In Ephesians, it says that Christ dwells in our hearts through faith.
以弗所书说神在以信心在我们里面。
And we being rooted in love may come to know the love of Christ.
当我们在他的爱里面扎根的时候，我们可以通过这个爱来更加认识他。
Which surpasses all knowledge.
是超乎我们意念的。
And He wants us to be filled up with Him.
我们的神愿意我们被他充满。
We are God's treasure because He sees Christ in us.
我们是神的宝藏，因为他当他看到我们的时候，他看到我们里面的基督。
And to truly know Christ as our treasure, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal Christ to us.
要我们
我们要认识神为我们宝藏的前提是让我们看到我们里面的基督，我们才可以更加认识他。
And to build Christ in our hearts.
也让基督在我们心里面更加建造。
So the Lord is right here in us, and he promises, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
所以我们的神就在我们里面，他也跟我们应许说，当我们寻求他，我们如当我们全心寻求他的时候，我们必会寻到。
Good afternoon, my sister's Joseph.
大家下午好，我是 Joseph.
So during our group discussion, something struck me.
那在我们讨论分组的时候，有一点些特别的事。
So our group leader likes rock climbing.
Rock climbing. 我们那个小组的那个带领人，他喜欢爬这个攀岩。
And he asked us, what's one of our goals in the next 6 months?
那他也问我们一个问题，就是接下去的六个月中，你有什么目标吗
？So he answered, I want to climb a B5 in the next 6 months.
那他说他的目标就是他攀岩要攀到这个 B5 的这个等级。
And then, so one of our, someone in our group asked him, when does rock climbing gets bad, or is it like a sin?
那有人就问他说，这个攀岩是一个不好的事情吗？是一个罪吗？
So to him, it hit him in the heart because he viewed rock climbing as his treasure.
因为为什么这么说呢？是因为他把攀岩这个事情觉得是他的宝贝。
So he said, rock climbing is okay to a certain amount, but it gets bad when all you think about is rock climbing.
所以他就说，攀岩本身是可以的，但是如果你所思所想都是在这件事情上面的话，那就不对了。
Like he said that if you just think about rock climbing all day, like, oh, how can I get better? What should I do?
那你如果每天所想的就是，我怎么能够来提高自己，来做在攀岩这件事情上做得更好？
I feel like this relates back to me and especially the group.
那我听到他这样讲，我就觉得其实跟我也很相关，也对我们的小组的其他人也是如此。
Because for me, one of my few treasures are also like volleyball and billiards.
那对于我来说，我是很喜欢打这个排球，还有这个撞球。
So like, I view it as like my brain has like a storage amount.
那所以呢，我的思想里面也都是这些事。
I can only think about so much in one day. So like, if I only think about volleyball this whole day, I leave no room for God.
那我也知道我的思想是有一个，就是只有这么多。如果我把这些都放在排球上面，那我就没有留下空间给神。
So I feel like I shouldn't view volleyball as my only treasure, because my main treasure is God.
所以我就想，我不应当把排球作为我唯一的宝贝，因为我应当宝贝神。
Because I feel like it's better to have my entire storage in a day of just God instead of just worldly treasures.
我也想，如果我的时间是花在神这个宝贝上，而不是属世的宝贝上，才是应当的。
The main takeaway from my group discussion was that passions and hobby are good for you, but if it takes over your life, then it's not good.
所以我们小组就讨论到说，如果你对一些什么事情有热情，这是好的，但是如果这个热情把你的生命全部都带走了，就不对。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Jacob.
大家好，我是 Jacob.
And I do want to thank the Lord for this conference, of this reminder that we are His treasure and He is our treasure.
感谢主也为着这个特会提醒我们说，我们是主的宝贝，主也是我们的宝贝。
And as we see how good He is in our lives, we ought to have this desire to seek Him.
当我们看到他在我们生命中是真实的美善，我们就应当来寻求他。
To deepen our relationship with Him and to treasure that relationship.
让我们能够进一步的来与他有这个关系，也能够来宝贝他。
Because He treasures us so much and loves us so much and gave up so much for us, how can we not love him back?
因为实在因着他宝贝我们，他实在把他自己都舍了，他是这样的爱我们，我们如何不能有一个回应呢？
So over the conference, I learned that there was a way to identify if something was a godly treasure.
所以在这个特会中我也学到如何来认定一件事情是属神的宝贝。
And it was through an acronym called GOLD.
那就是讲到这个金子。
So the G stands for God-centered.
就是有一位弟兄他讲到就是像 GOLD, 这有四个点 来分别。第一个是神属神的。
And then the O stands for ownership.
那 O 就是讲到你要看这件事情它的所有者是谁。
And the L stands for life or living.
那 L 这个字母就是讲到你的生活生命。
And the D stands for delight.
那 D 就是讲到你所喜悦的。
So a godly treasure should be able to fulfill all of those requirements.
所以如果这个宝贝是属神的宝贝，那就应当满足这四个条件。
So I want to share my experience of morning devotionals using this acronym.
那我也想分享我一个经历，就是我在晨更的时候来如何连到这四个条件。
And I hope it can be an encouragement to everyone.
盼望这个能够鼓励大家。
So for G, God-centered.
那第一就是以神为中心。
The Lord wants us to be anchored in Him.
那神愿意我们是能够扎根抛锚在他那里。
He wants us to dedicate our best time, which is the morning, to Him.
他愿意我们把我们最好的给他，那也可以说是我们早上的时间。
Now, one of the biggest struggles I have in my life is staying in my bed or waking up.
那我生活中一个很大的挣扎就是我要早点睡觉，早点起来。
But I choose to get up and read the word because I trust that the Lord deserves that time and it's important to commit the rest of the day to Him.
那之后我也愿意把我早上起来这个时间交给主，因为主他是配得这个最好的时间，也能够把接下去的一天都交给主。
And even though it's very hard to make the decision, it's important to be centered to Him.
虽然这对我来说是很难的，但是我想到如果以神为中心，这是应当的。
So next for ownership.
那第二点就是讲到谁有这个所有权。
Whatever things I have in this world, material or whatever, one day I will lose it, or it can be taken away from me.
我就想到我在这世上所拥有的，无论是东西或者什么，那有一天我都会失去这个，失去它，或者说它会被拿走。
But thank the Lord that the word of God can never be taken away from us.
但是感谢神。他的话语是谁都拿不走的。
So the verses I read in my morning devotion, I can carry that with me wherever I go.
所以如果我在晨更中读到神的话语，我就能够带着这个话语经过一天。
And it has eternal value.
并且它是有永远的价值。
And next L, which is life or living.
那第三点就是生命或者生活。
It means this treasure should be able to be passed on and it should be able to satisfy like the living water.
那就是讲到这个我们的宝贝，它是要能够成为像活水一样来够满足我们的。
So I'm in a group chat where we send each other verses that we read in the morning to encourage one another.
那我有一个我们这个信息的小组，我们每一天都彼此发一节在晨更中读到的经文。
And I find it really encouraging to read the golden nuggets that other people receive.
所以每次我也读到别人他们发的他们从晨更中所得着的那个好像金子一样的这个经文的时候，都对我很有鼓励。
And it's also very encouraging that it's the first thing that I do on my phone in the morning.
并且我也很得鼓励，就是说这是我每天开始拿出手机做的第一件事情。
And then lastly, D, delight.
那第四点 delight 就是喜悦。
The verses that I keep in my heart, it brings me delight.
就是说如果我们把主的话藏在我们的心里，这就带给我们喜悦。
So sometimes when I'm going through something, I'm just reminded of a verse that I read that morning or on a previous day.
那有时候我也在做别的事情，但突然就被提醒到，哦，我今天早晨读了这句话，或者我昨天读了这节经文。
And it brings me joy, it comforts me, or it encourages me.
它就带给我喜乐，或者安慰，或者给我力量。
So through my experience of even just morning devotions,
所以看我自己思想我自己这晨更的经历
I can see that even though it's hard to treasure the Lord, when I do treasure the Lord, I can see that He treasures me so much more.
我就看到，虽然好像我们宝贝主是很难的事情，但是当我们真正宝贝他的时候，他是更加的宝贝我们，这是何等美好的事。
So when we offer what we have to the Lord, He honors that and He blesses us much more.
所以当我们把我们所有的献给他的时候，神他实在是看重我们的奉献。
The Lord never shortchanges those who seek Him.
实在神不会亏待那些寻求他的人。
So I hope this can be an encouragement for us to seek the Lord each day.
所以愿意这也鼓励我们，彼此鼓励，我们每天都来寻求他。
Amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹下午好。
I gained a lot from this conference.I gained a lot from this conference.
我从特会中学到很多。
But I think the most important thing I've gained was actually during a group discussion.
那特别是在我们小组分享的时候。
So it was after Ray's women's workshop.
那是在 Ray 的这个专题之后。
He emphasized the importance of guarding your hearts and to make Christ your number one priority.
他就提到说，我们应当保守我们的心，也把基督放在首位。
And my discussion group, it was full of 11 and 12 graders.
那我在的小组呢，就是11、12年级。
And around that age, you all know we're all about to go to college.
那你大家也知道，这个年级我们所想的就是升大学。
And our brother asked me that when I get to college, what my priority is.
那有一位弟兄就问我说，当我去大学之后，我的这个优先次序是什么？
And I told him my priority is to get good grades and to find a job.
那我就跟他说啊，我读大学，那第一肯定我要成绩好，第二我要找到一份工作。
And to my shock, he actually told me that it's a really dangerous mindset to have.
但是他却告诉我这是很危险的事。
And he told me this statistic that just really shocked me.
那他所说的实在是震惊了我。
And he told me that 96% of Christians who go to college, they actually lose the faith.
因为他告诉我说啊，去大学的这些基督徒上了大学，有90%都失去了他们的信心，他们的信仰所信的。
So yeah, that statistic really shocked me.
这实在是很令我吃惊。
So I just want to encourage all of you to just have Christ as your number one priority in your hearts.
所以我实在是想鼓励大家，愿意基督在我们生命中是有这个首位。
And I was actually wondering like when I want.That like salary of 200k and with benefits and all that took for Google or took for Facebook.
因为这实在对我是个警告。因为我之前都在想哦，我做上啊，我找到一份工作，这个薪水是多少，福利要怎么样
？But then I realized that God doesn't care about any of that.
但是我就明白，其实神并不在意这些。
He doesn't care if you have that salary or you have those benefits.
不管你的这个薪水是什么，你的福利是什么。
What he values is that relationship you have with him.
他所看重的是你与他之间的关系。
So I just encourage all of you to have God as your number one priority.
所以愿意我们有基督做我神在我们当中有这个首位。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Well, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I was very encouraged.
大家不知道弟兄姊妹们如何，但是我是蛮得鼓励。
I just have one question for all of us here.
我也想问大家一个问题。
What is our treasure?
我们的宝贝是什么？
We've been challenged by these young ones to even re-examine what are the treasures in our life.
现在这些青少年他们也挑战我们，让我们自己来问自己这个问题，我们的宝贝是什么？
You know, one thing is,Many of us are much older than these young ones.
实在我们年纪上都比他们年长许多。
I can almost guarantee you that you have amassed more treasures than they have.
但是我可能也可以确定地告诉你，你比他们有更多自己的宝贝。
We all have so many treasures.
我们都有自己的宝贝。
And it is such a wonderful thing to be reminded and challenged for us to look, is Christ our treasure?
实在这样的时间能够提醒我们，也挑战我们说，基督是不是我们的宝贝
？And so, what happened at the conference? They also had a time of sharing.
那在特会的时候，他们其实已经有一个分享的时间。
And our brother Leon did a wonderful job in actually reviewing and recapping what they shared.
那时候，李勇弟兄他在总结的时候，就总结了他们之前。年轻人们所分享的。
So I've actually asked Leon to help us review what was shared today and to close our time.
So, 我今天也请李勇弟兄来为我们做结束。结束总结。
Oh, hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们好。
It's really such a blessing to hear from the youth.
在我们也是很有福，我们能听到青少年们这样的分享。
And so I will do a quick recap of everything that they've said.
所以我会快快的来复述一下他们所分享过。
This is a by no means a replacement for what they've said.
这并不是说要取代他们之前所说的。
But hopefully it gives you a sense of the wealth and richness that we have in Christ.
但是愿你我们再思想一次基督所给我们的丰富。
Maybe sometimes we overlook them because of their youthfulness, but truly there's so much richness in what they've shared.
有时候我们轻看他们因着他们年幼，但是实在基督的丰富在他们里面。
So EJ reminds us, actually he asks us a lot of important questions.
那像 EJ 他问了我们很多重要的问题。
Where do we actually spend our time?
我们在什么事情上花我们的时间。
And he reminds us that we should prioritize the Lord above all else.
他提醒我们要把基督放在首位。
Ryan reminds us of the many different vanities that exist in this world.
他提到世上有很多虚空的事。
But that there's a time for everything.
并且凡事都有定时。
Samuel recounted the story of how he was unsure and nervous during the conference.
那 Samuel 跟我们分享，他参加特会的时候有那样的紧张的心。
But along the way, he discovered encouragement from those around him.
但是因着周围所人的鼓励，他能够经历。
And he reminds us that the journey is very difficult, but we have the responsibility and the blessing of encouraging each other.
虽然我们这个所寻求的有时候有艰难，但是提到了我们有这样的福分，以及我们同样的责任，就是我们彼此鼓励。
And Phoebe reminds us that once we're satisfied with the goodness of God, that He can begin to work in our hearts and build up the church.
那 Phoebe 姊妹提醒我们，如果我们的心被神来满足，神也会在我们身上动他的工。
Sissy reminds us that we have to face many decisions in our lives.
西西提醒我们，在我们的生活中有许多的决定要做。
But that if we leave the difficult decisions to the Lord, He's the one who's faithful.
那如果我们把这些决定交给神，他是那信实的一位。
He's the one that supplies and strengthens.
他是那位供应的，他也是那位给我们力量的。
Jin had a lot of verses for us.
那 Jin 跟我们分享了好多的经文。
But she reminds us that it's Christ in us that makes us precious, and it's our relationship with Him that is everlasting value.
但他也提醒我们是在我们里面的基督是那可宝贵的，也是我们与他的关系是能够存到永远的。
And Kelly read from Matthew 6:19-21.
那 Kelly 为我们读了马太六章19:22-20.
We won't read it, but it speaks of how the treasures of this world do not satisfy.
那就是提到世上的财宝并不能使我们满足。
Timothy was really busy with schoolwork.
Timothy 我们都知道他学业很繁重。
But thank the Lord, He's found that once we seek the kingdom of God first, that all these things are added unto us.
感谢主，他发现了，如果我们先求他的国和他的义，这些事都要加给我们。
Laura had a really encouraging verse from Psalm 139, 17 and 18, two verses.
那罗尔姊妹分享了诗篇139篇。
But it reminds us that we find Him if we seek with all our hearts.
他就提醒我们，如果我们是全心的来寻求他，我们就要找着他。
That the Lord dwells in our hearts.
神住在我们的里面。
Joseph reminds us that we should not be consumed by our passions and hobbies.
那 Joseph 提醒我们，我们不应当被我们的这些爱好热情所占据了所有的时间。
That the Lord comes first.
要让神来有这个优先的地位。
He is the best, the other things are good.
他实在胜过一切。
Jacob reminds us, shows us how even in the small moments of our morning devotionals that we can find the goodness of God.
Jacob 与我们分享他在晨更里面的经历，在那短短的时间里面，他找着神的美善。
God is our treasure, and we are His. and he is ours.
我们是主的宝贝, 他也是我们的宝贝。
And the importance of seeking the Lord each and every day.
以及我们每一天都来寻求他是何等的重要。
Lastly, we have Sam closing us out, reminding us of the importance of guarding our hearts and placing God as our priority.
那最后Samuel为我们做结束, 他就是告诉我们,我们应当保守我们的心, 把神放在首位。
And the Lord really values our relationship with him.
神也实在看重我们与他的关系。
So hopefully that gives you a taste, captures the richness of the Lord.
实在好像我们就一同来尝到主丰富的恩典的滋味。
That the treasure is not small and limited, but we see how it touches so many lives.
实在神的宝贝并不是一个小小的宝贝，而是一个如此之大，实在摸着我们每一个人生命的。
Let's continue to keep the youth in our prayers and thank the Lord for the word he's spoken this past weekend.
我们继续把我们的青少年放在祷告当中，也让神自己保守他的工作。
I wanted to take this a quick moment to also thank brothers and sisters for all your service this past weekend.
另外，我也想借着这个机会感谢弟兄姊妹们在过去的周末的服侍。
There are a few areas, but we know that your service expands and goes beyond that.
我们服侍的事项可能有限，但是实在我们知道你们的爱心超过了这些。
Thank you for all your service in housing and transportation and food service and also the cleanup and setup during the conference.
感谢弟兄姊妹们在接待、交通、服饰上、清洁上的各样的服饰。
And of course, all the prayers that went into the conference.
并且有许许多多的祷告为着这个特会。
Thank you very much for the labor of your love.
感谢弟兄姊妹们在爱心中的劳苦。
You really gave all the youth a taste of what it means to be built up together in Christ.
因为你们也给了青少年们他们尝到这个在身体里面一同建造的滋味。
We also want to thank the youth too for all their service during the conference.
我们感谢我们的青少年，他们在特会中，他们也有服侍。
While there are too many to name by name, we thank the activities team, the registration team, food.
我们就不提你们的名字，但是有这些安排活动的，那些做注册的，有那些做食物的。
Discussion group leaders and the worship team that leads us.
有那些在 小组交通中做带领的，有那些在敬拜的时候做开场的。
Really, it was the entire conference was a labor of love, and really one where the whole body was involved.
是在我们在特会当中看到整个的身体在那里一同敬爱中的这个功用。
And it was really a precious time and of sweet fellowship.
也实在是何等宝贝的时间，我们有这样美好的交通。
So, before we end, I'll just close this in a quick word of prayer, and then I would like for us to actually sing the song that we sang in the beginning.
我会祷告结束，那之后我们会再唱一遍那首诗歌。
So if let's just bow our heads and we'll commit everything.
我们从低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness.
我们的天父，我们感谢你的信实。
We thank you for the words you spoke into the hearts of the youth this past weekend.
我们感谢你在过去的周末，你向青少年们的心说话。
And we are so blessed to be able to experience how that word is living, that it's not simply static and dead in their hearts.
我们实在是何等蒙福，能看到你的话是活泼的。
Lord, we thank you that we can even today partake in the blessing and life of your word.
我们也就能够今天一同的来有份于你话语的。
Thank you for treasuring us, Lord, and our response, Lord, is to prioritize you, put you first in our hearts and treasure you.
感谢主你这样的宝贝我们，我们也愿意有回应，把你放在我们生命中的首位。
So we pray for the youth and we pray for each and every one of our own hearts.
我们为年轻人祷告，也为自己每一位祷告。
But this message of Christ, our treasure, is one that can be lived out fully.
愿你基督是我们的宝贝，这个信息也能够在我们的生命中彰显出来。
So we look to you for the strengthening. We look to you as our source.
我们仰望你做我们的力量，仰望你做我们的源泉。
May you be established as the treasure of our hearts.
愿你在我们的心中实在有这样的地位，就是我们的宝贝。
We thank you again, Lord, and commit everything back to you. Pray this in Jesus' name.
感谢主，我们把这切交托在你的手中，奉主耶稣的名求。
I'm gonna ask, so there's actually a brother during the conference reminded me that this song should never be sang sitting down. So it changes the entire experience if we stand and actually sing.
So 特会中有位弟兄来说, 我们应当站起来唱这首诗歌。
So if you can, we'll sing it, and then we'll conclude our meeting.
我们唱, 这首诗, 一同来唱这首诗歌。